O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
Across the nation, it is Back Care Awareness Week, and it's a really good opportunity for us to have a think about how we look after our backs, what sort of problems our backs can have, and how big a problem it actually can be. So I've come to see Dr. Jason O'Connor. Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Now, you are, of course, the man of O'Connor Chiropractic. People who have come to visit you in Harrogate over the past few years will need to know that you've actually moved premises recently. So you're now on Station Parade. So I've come to see you in your lovely new premises. But let's start first talking about backs. How much of a problem is it in our nation?
Yeah, I mean, if we just look at like productivity for the whole country, look at the economic side of it, the number one reason why people take time off work is due to back pain. Okay. So it's quite not only crippling to the person who's got it, but probably to the businesses that employ people with those problems as well.
Yeah, so the economy, I suppose, the entire UK economy, it could be a problem.
O'Connor Chiropractic have helped local people in the Ilkley and Harrogate area with all sorts of problems. But tonight we're hearing from Stuart Blake, a local resident who has had his back pain reduced thanks to treatment with Jason O'Connor.
First came here in November. The hospitals couldn't help me at all with anything that I, with my problems that I had. Could hardly walk. I got to a pitch where I couldn't walk, I couldn't sit up properly, couldn't sleep. In quite a state, really, to be truthful with you.
And why was that? What part of you was it that was in pain?
It was my back and my legs. I went to see my doctors. They sent me to see a specialist. I was treated at Harrogate Hospital for two or three times. But it was really because of all the drugs they gave me. They gave me loads and loads of drugs to try and ease everything. You know, diazepam, tramadol, morphine. But all they were doing was just masking everything. They weren't actually getting to the root of the problem.
I think people just think if their back isn't in pain, their back is fine. Or worse still, when it is in pain, the most common treatment for it is painkillers, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants. So the whole focus is on how they feel and their symptoms. And I know that seems, well, that's logical, and surely if we want to get rid of that. But back pain is much similar to tooth decay or heart disease. You know, it doesn't just happen when, you know, with one bad meal, you know, or, you know, one fizzy drink. It's actually an accumulation of stress, whether that's physical stress, emotional, chemical stress over a long period of time. And actually, by the time you get symptoms, things are quite well developed.
What are some of the causes, the main reasons why people tend to have problems with their back? As I'm about to ask you this, I can feel myself standing up straighter and adjusting my posture. Is that anything to do with it?
Yeah, you're right, Beth. Number one reason is posture. So in the same way, like tooth decay, we're eating far too much sugary foods, wine, smoking, you know, all these things that are not good for our teeth. We're doing so many things, if not more, that are not good for our spine. So the average person I see gets in the morning, drives to work for an hour, sits at a desk 6-7 hours, drives back in, sits on the sofa. Sitting to the spine is like sugar to the teeth. It causes your spine to decay and rot.
That's a really great phrase, that, by the way. Sitting to the spine is like sugar to the teeth. I like that.
It really is. So they've shown that just your muscles disengage, you start to get muscle wasting. It's all the neural pathways from the brain to the muscles that they start to, it's use it or lose it. So you lose those firing patterns, you lose coordination, and then you're more likely to get injured. So a lot of people think, oh, I lifted something too heavy, or I didn't lift with the correct technique. Often it's not that at all. Often they're sat all day, then their muscles aren't functioning, firing. They go to lift something, they discoordinate, and they injure themselves because they're not using those muscles enough. So it's not a, you know, as I say, they're lifting something too heavy or lifting bad technique. It's that basically just not using their spine enough for it to be healthy.
So what happened when local patient Stuart went to visit O'Connor Chiropractic for the first time?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, and to be truthful with you, I didn't think they could do anything for me, because if the hospitals can't do it with all what they've got, I didn't think Jason and his team could do anything here for me. But how wrong I was, because when I first came here, I couldn't hardly get up the front steps. And the first day I came in and had some tests done, and then I was asked to come back later on in the day. Them tests took about 2 hours, came back later on in the day, and Jason then went through my case, told me exactly what the problem was, and obviously that it wasn't going to be an easy fix. but obviously he knew he could take it on board. And so I put myself in his hands, and I've been here ever since. Jason addresses the problem, he tells you where the problem is, and his team, and they address it from start to finish, and that's what they've done. It's not been an easy task, but he's done me brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I'm walking proof. I can walk in and out. I couldn't even get up the steps.
As it's Back Care Awareness Week, it's a good opportunity to talk about how we can prevent back pain in the future. So Dr. Jason O'Connor has a few tips for people.
Yeah, definitely. It's just prioritising your health. You know, if you haven't got a healthy spine, you don't have a healthy body. So taking that extra time to, instead of, you know, getting in the car, walk. Don't sit as much. How you can do that? I mean, if you've got an office-based job, there's things around it. So we get people to sit on the wobble cushions, which again engage the core muscles more. It's better for the circulation. Or sitting in a gym ball. Even better still, there's lots of these standing desks now. With the increasing research about damaging sitting to your health, I think there's going to be a bigger increase in this in workplaces. So these are the ones that adjust, move up and down, so you can start off standing. If you get a bit tired, sit down for a bit. So that's a good thing. And certainly at home, try and make sure you get a proper setup. Worst thing is sitting on the sofa, legs up, you know, resting laptop on the side of the sofa and really in an awful position. So just really think about, you know, how we're using computers, laptops, iPads, phones are the worst. You see kids now, and you know, just constantly glued to it, and that's it's deteriorating the spine.
Whether you're interested in visiting the Ilkley or Harrogate Clinic, the O'Connor Chiropractic team are available for a chat and an initial consultation. You can find out more at o'connorchiro.com.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.